Our denomination over the years has always come up with neat little things to do. And they came up with some program years ago, and we still try to follow it, called Salty Service. And you can participate in Salty Service by doing just maybe helping somebody across the street. So it's, we all, I'm not that crazy about salt, although I don't use a lot of salt, but sometimes if you do get a hold of some foods or something and full of bland, you put a little salt on it, it comes alive. But sometimes salt can lose its flavor, and that's what Jesus talked about as we look at the scripture this morning. And I entitled my message, Salt and Light. If you can, share with you and turn to your Bibles, or as Daniel Phil puts it on the screen, and I'm grateful for that. From Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. Now, you can also say that this is the part two of the Beatitudes. We looked at the Beatitudes last week, and then starting at verse 13, Jesus' teaching about salt and light. Red letter edition, hear God's word. You, which is all of us, he was talking to the disciples, and we're modern day disciples, you are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it loses its flavor? Can you make it useful again? It'll be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a mountain, glowing in the night for all to see. Don't hide your light under a bushel basket. Instead, put it on a stand and let it shine for all to see. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for others to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. Then he goes on to talk about the law. They understood the law. Of course, Jesus came to fulfill the law. They didn't know that at the time. So he went into another parable in the teaching about the law in verse 17. Don't misunderstand why I have come. I did not come to abolish the law of Moses or the writings of the prophets. No, I came to fulfill them. And I assure you, under heaven and earth disappear, the smallest detail of God's law will remain until its purpose is achieved. So if you break the smallest commandment and teach others to do the same, you will be the least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who obeys God's law and teaches them will be great in the kingdom of heaven. But, I love the buts in scripture, and this is one of the buts. I warn you, unless you obey God better than the teachers of the religious law, the Pharisees, you can't enter the kingdom of heaven at all. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy word, and little Ralphie is on that.